Hello. I believe the expression is off the cuff. Off the cuff. I'm going totally off the cuff now. Lord, fill my mouth with your words. Last few days I've been really, I don't know what the word is. I wouldn't say depressed. I wouldn't say I'm down. I wouldn't say I'm more like disappointed. Disappointed in people. Disappointed in how things have gone. Disappointed on how people are just so blind now. But truly we are in that great delusion that God spoke of. And I don't know if it's the fluoride in the water. I don't know if it's all the drugs that people are taking. All the alcohol people are drinking. All the lies from TV and all electronic devices just invading minds for hours and hours and hours and hours of the day. And causing people just to be totally like zombies. I don't know. All I know is that 2 years, well, it's more than 2 years. Let's see. It was December of 2019. I never, ever get sick. I think in my life I've had a cold maybe twice. And I don't know, looking back, I don't remember that I ever had a flu. But in December of 2019, started with a cough. And then just one day I was walking. And man, I just couldn't barely walk. I thought, what in the world? And from there, it creeped on me pretty fast. And I'm not a person that goes to doctors because I don't believe in them. I believe that Jesus is the master healer and that you can go to him for anything and he'll heal. I know in my life that's true. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's up to you. I know I've thousand times God has healed me when I needed healing. He healed me. I asked him and prayed and believed. I believed. And had the same faith that they had in the 2,000 years ago when he was walking around. And they said, Jesus healed me. And he did. So healing is real. Don't ever think that it's not real. There's many gifts, things that people are trying to believe in that don't exist anymore because they disappeared after the apostles died. But definitely, healing is real. I know it's real because I know and I felt it. One time I had really, really bad knees for being in construction for years and years. I mean, the pain was just unbelievable. And man, I prayed to God. I never felt nothing like that in my life. That was a few times I actually felt like the Holy Spirit or whatever, just like, man, invading my body big time. It was just warm and awesome. And my knees that were as bad as it could probably be, boom, Healed. No more pain. And it's weird as you look at my knees, they're like weird looking. They look like they should be in a whole lot of pain. And they probably would have been throughout the rest of my life. I didn't believe that God could heal that, and he did. So for anybody out there, anybody, whatever you're going through, trust in God, and he'll heal it. Maybe not 100% of the time. Maybe there's sin in your life, or maybe there's a reason God doesn't want to heal you. But no, it's real. No, God can heal you of any kind of physical, emotional, spiritual, anything. He can heal it. So anyways, getting back to December of 2019. It went from bad that evening when I first noticed it, and I was struggling to walk. I tend to like to take walks. And the next day, man, it just hit me like a freight train. And I just had a whole, you know, hard time of breathing. And I don't think I had any kind of fever or anything. It was just totally lung type thing. And so first thing I did is I started steaming. And that's where you take, you know, water. Unless you have a steamer. I know they sell steamers too. But I just took a pan of water and heated that up, and then put a towel around my head, breathed the steam, and that kind of helped, but not really. And so it got worse and worse and worse for, I don't know, it lasted probably about, I'd say 7-8 days, like where I'd say it was like in a really bad zone. And I'm talking like where I was like, as much as you could barely breathe. Barely breathe, that was me. It was like my lungs were totally wiped out. And thank God I thought about something I had taken years and years ago, and that was Primatene Mist, I think it's called. It is. I know my, you know, there's those inhalers, Ibutrol or whatever. I actually had a little bit that someone had given me one time. And that would actually open me up where I could breathe, thank God. But then that ran out because it got really bad at nighttime. And no way you could lay down. I couldn't lay down. If I laid down, it was totally impossible to breathe. I'm quite sure I'd be one of those people they put on a ventilator. Absolutely believe that with all my heart. And they would have stuck me on that, because that's how far I was where I couldn't breathe. But anyways, then I bought that Primatene Mist, and man, I was doing that. And thank God it worked. It worked. It probably wasn't the thing to do, but that's what I did. That's what I did. And it was just enough to open me up again where I could breathe. That and steaming. In between those two things, you know, that's all I did. Except down on a bunch of vitamin C, full garlic cloves, which if you're not taking garlic cloves every day, you're kind of silly. That is excellent for you. I'm not just talking like a little clove. I'm saying when I've been like not feeling too well, I eat the whole, whatever you want to call it, the whole thing. There's 20 cloves in there, whatever it is. I can't think of what you call the whole big thing. And, man, it supercharges you. So I'll tell you one secret that's always kept me healthy, and that is, apple cider vinegar, And then honey, organic honey. Take about a teaspoon of that. As far as the vinegar goes, I don't know, just maybe a quarter ounce, whatever. You don't have to put a whole lot in there. And then I usually put a piece of garlic in there, too, a whole thing of garlic. And then mix that together. If it's too strong for you, add a little bit of water. And take that down every day, every morning. You'll feel like $1 million. Other thing is olive oil. Olive oil is really good for you. And that's something you should... Actually, the first thing you should do when you wake up is take a teaspoon of organic olive oil for your gut. Do that first. After you get going, I did your walk, worked out a little bit, whatever, and then do the vinegar thing. And between those two things, take lots of vitamins, multivitamins. Between that, you'll be feeling like $1 million. You'll charge your system up like you never believed. And that's why I could say I don't go to doctors. I absolutely, just those two things, the olive oil and the vinegar and honey and garlic. Try it. That's all I can tell you. So now I'm going off in tangents. I shouldn't be doing it. But I'm trying to help you. Because it helps me, and it did help me, and it has helped me, and it will help me until I die. Very healthy for you. So, yeah, I went through that week or so of man, I just couldn't move, couldn't breathe, and it was horrible. It was horrible. And this was before... COVID even came out. Remember, it didn't come out till like March of 21. But if you read and look it up, you'll see that it was, well, it's called COVID 19, isn't it? It was around already. They just didn't know what it was. It's just a engineered bioweapon, stronger than the flu. Went to go after your lungs. And I got it. But I got over it, praise God. I really, 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 with all my heart, thought I was going to die. And like I always did when I came into that situation. Because I had come into that situation where I thought I was going to die. I said, all right, got him. I'm ready to go. Let's go. I suppose anybody else they would have gone to a doctor. Not me. I don't believe in it. Because I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to go home to be with my Lord and Savior. Anytime, man. So, yeah, I got through it. I got through it. But one of those nights... where I was really, really, really struggling. And I sometimes think, I mean, you think it's nuts, but I think I actually may have even died. But whatever happened, I went into this place that I had never been or seen in my lifetime. And it seemed like all night because I saw things that I just wish I hadn't seen, maybe. I wrote them down. There's a lot that I haven't even said what I saw and has to do with what's coming. But I started to... And it blasted into my mind. It like penetrated my mind. Like if it was a you put on a CD and you watched a movie, right? And that thing just kept going and going and going in my head for days after that. And so soon after, I imagine it was about, I don't know, March, I think, or something like that. And I started looking for a website name. And then I found a computer. Didn't know how to really use a computer, so I had to learn how to use it. How to type. Everything that you see that I wrote with two fingers. And so you can imagine it took me a while to write. Because there's definitely a better way to do it, I guess, with both hands. And oh, well, I did the best I could. So I got the name. Then I got the hosting. Then it was time to actually build a website. And so that's what I started doing. And if you've never done that before, it's not easy. It's not easy to figure out. There's a lot of stuff to figure out, how to do stuff. So thereabouts from March, I started writing. And so most everything that you see, like on the front main part of the website, the landing page, I guess you would call it, that was written, I don't know, I wrote that first, so that was probably finished about, I don't know, around June, maybe, June, July of 20. And then I went from that to the hell page. And I thought that was going to be something simple. I was going to write down just a few verses. Hell isn't a popular subject, but God just devoured my mind with things. And so that was the second page that I wrote. So if you want to read an interesting thing that is totally from God, not of me, and of his words and not mine, go to my hell page and read that, because that's where I spent the majority of my time. I don't know how long that took. It took months and months and months and months and months and months to write that. And I swear it's not me that wrote it. It's not me. I believe with all my heart God wrote it through the Holy Spirit. I take no credit for it. So, and that was finished probably, I guess maybe, I don't even know. I don't write stuff down. I'm terrible with dates and times and stuff. All I know is it probably took months and months. It might have taken up a year. I'll say a year. So maybe it was like, I don't know. It just took a long time. That's all I'm going to tell you. So anyway, I wrote all those things down, things that I didn't have any idea about, things that I had to look up, but many things God just said, here, write this down, and I wrote it down. And my point is, I guess, what I wanted to say today is that I am just so heartbroken that I wish millions of people would have saw what I wrote before they took this snake bite, because it's exactly what God showed me now over 2 years ago. And And I still see things, though. That's the thing. I still see things. What do you want to call them? Visions? What do you want to call them? Dreams? I don't know what you want to call them. Or God just telling me stuff. He'll just put something in my head like, the latest one is, this is the last July 4th this nation will ever celebrate. And I'm like, God, what in the world do you mean by that? What do you mean? You know, and I'll forget about it. And then, boom, almost on a daily basis, God tells me that. So I'm just going to tell you what God told me. And what that means, I can't tell you. You could take it at face value, what it means. And it's probably true. This is probably going to be the last July 4th. This nation will ever celebrate. So, if what he told me 2 years ago, over 2 years ago, came true, and now it's come out. It's coming out like crazy. Everything I said about, you know what it is? You know what bothers me in the last few days? And I'll be honest. I've said all along it's the mark of the beast. And I don't think one person I've ever told believe that. When I'm out and about, you know, just trying to talk to people about God, or, you know. They don't believe it. And then if you look at all these false preachers and teachers out there, they keep saying, oh, it's in the future, it's in the future, it's in the future. It's a mark under their skin. Well, guess what? If a snake bite isn't a mark under your skin, what is it? What is it? There are videos out now that actually show the micro technology in those shots that they're actually like receivers. I'll look around today, and if I find something, I'll post it. And I was right what God told me, and I saw it. It's true. But I just wanted to say, I think what hurts me the most is the shock of knowing that people have actually taken this. They have taken this already. And knowing what the Bible says, not what I think, not what I care about, not what I wish or don't wish, but the reality of what God's Word says, and which you'll see if I write stuff. I usually try to put a lot of God, what He says, and then add my little 2 cents to it. So for those of you that haven't, Do not take the mark of the beast. Don't do it. I'm telling you. I guess, unless you're a Christian, you don't know how lucky you are to have open eyes to see stuff. God tells us He opens our eyes and our ears through His Spirit, and He does. You know, and if you can't understand the Bible, it's because you don't have the Holy Spirit to explain it to you. It's a living word. It's alive. And it can't be understood by just thinking, okay, I'm going to open it up and start reading it, and I'm going to understand it. Because there's the outward part of God's word, and then there's, like, when you sink your teeth into it, it's really a whole lot more added meaning to it. It's wondrous. It's wondrous. That's why Jesus, John said, Jesus is the Word. He is the Word. He's the living Word. So anyway, I like I said, this is off the cuff, so I don't even know where I'm going with this. Other than I'm just so brokenhearted. So brokenhearted because people are so deceived. So deceived, and they're blinded, and they don't want to hear the truth. They do not want to hear the truth. You could take and hit them over the head with a sledgehammer, and they still won't believe it. They still won't believe it. They don't want to believe they've been deceived. I don't know. I guess that's it. But I did want to say that, yeah, I wrote what I wrote over 2 years ago. Started writing over 2 years ago. And so just read it. Read what I wrote. Especially on that help page. The main page and the help page. And then I added, you know, a bunch of other ones besides that. But those are the two main ones you should read as far as what's going on in the world now. So, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived anymore. You don't have to be. Today is the day of salvation. Did you know that today you can be saved and have your eyes opened? And your ears opened to knowing God's truth. I spent a whole lot of time about salvation, what it is and what it ain't. And like I said, if you read those two pages, you'll see it if you don't understand. And I'm not going to sit here and ask you or beg you anything. As far as making a decision right here and right now or doing anything, except go take the time to read that. I think that help page ended up being over 101 or 2,000 words. Wow. Wow. For a guy that never wrote a thing in his life, and I certainly don't, I'm not a reader. I haven't read many things in my life. Maybe a few books I was forced to read in school. I think Conan the Barbarian was one of them. And, oh, I read the Switchblade and the Knife. Is that what it's called? David Wilkerson. I remember reading that when I was young. Boy, what a sweetheart that guy was. He passed away. You want to hear some good preaching, and truly a spirit-filled man, David Wilkerson. Look him up. You can see him on that place where people like to watch videos. You'll find him there. But other than that, the only other book that I really liked and got into was the Bible. And, wow. So now it's like all kind of popping out of me. After all these years of reading it, have I made mistakes along the way? Many mistakes. I've told you some of them. But we all make mistakes. Sometimes people make more than others. Sometimes they're hard learners. You got hard heads. They don't want to listen or follow the rules. Or they want to hide from God. I hid from God for a long, long time. Never stopped believing in him. He's always been my Lord and Savior. But there have been times where I went aside, went back into the world. It's not a good thing. Not a good thing, because God can choose to wipe you out. Choose to wipe you out if you go too far back into sin and away from him. So, a warning, don't do that. I suppose I call myself very lucky in that aspect. That God loved me. Not to take me out. And he could have, and he should have. I don't know how many times. I should have died, I don't know how many times. Crazy stuff I did. Crazy stuff. But praise be to God that we are saved by grace and not of works. So, I guess that's it. I will look to see if I can find something out there, and I'll post it along with this, that, yes, the mark of the beast is here and now. It is here and now. My heart cries out to those that have been fooled, and taking that snake bite. And I guess all I can do is pray for those that haven't, because they're going to try and force you to do that. And they'll do everything they can to try and get you to do it. Losing your job. Losing your bank accounts. If you had social accounts that you were somewhat conservative or in the least bit acted like a Christian, they'll boot you off that. They'll isolate you. Till they try and break you down. And no matter what they do, do not fall. Do not fall and fail. Very clear that in the end days that's just part of what's going to happen from the beast system. And if you can't see that, if your eyes are not open to the fact that the beast system is alive and well and totally on the attack, I don't know what to tell you. I put news sites that are more better sources of information that will open your eyes. Look for that in the news section. But anyway, yeah, just the last few days, I don't know. It's hard when God opens your eyes to stuff like he's opened my eyes to. I won't say I freak out sometimes. I don't know what the word would be. I almost have to say, God, I can't take what you're telling me anymore. Because like I said, I've seen a lot of stuff I haven't even written down or talked about. And I guess that's the mistake I made. I said, okay, God, open my eyes. I want to see. And don't ask God what you don't want to have in your life, because he'll give you what you ask for. But it's a good thing. You want to be in the truth now. You want to be awake. You want to be big time awake now. To be able to see and spot the enemy, because he is coming from all directions now. So, That's it. I if you go to church and you're I'm talking a building, you can see where I made a big thing out of the church is actually you. And we are the temple of God. That is the truth. And there are there buildings out there? Yeah, that's good. That's good there's buildings out there. And so if you're going somewhere and if you're listening to a man stand in front of you and he's a pastor or a preacher or whatever he is, if he is not telling you now that the mark of the beast is here, and do not in any way, shape, or form take the snake bite, then it's time to get on out of that church because he isn't spirit-filled. And he doesn't know his Bible. I can't go. I've looked on the internet. I don't watch TV, and you see what I see about TV all through the site. That is the biggest tool of Satan that ever was created is TV. Just sucks and zaps the life out of anybody. Deceives. Puts on that fake talking head media. Pumps garbage into your head, down your throat. But anyway, I've looked, and I can't say that I've seen. I've seen one guy, and I can't think of his name. That he had that same viewpoint as me. I wish I could think of his name so you'd go watch him. Can't think. Oh, by the way, if you say, well, why aren't I doing like videos? Well, I've tried the Tubi thing, and it was banned right away. Banned, kicked off. And besides that, I can't, with the hosting I have, you can only put so much stuff on there. Like, I can't think what it's called. It's called, can't think of it. But if you have a website and whatever you put on it, it takes up space on the disk drive of wherever you're hosting it. And what takes the most up is video. And what I have will not take more than, I don't know, 3 or 5 minutes or whatever. And I've actually tried that, and it took, I don't know, how many hours it took. It took hours to get it up there, and then it wasn't working right. And so that's why I keep saying I'm about a few months from this, where I'm at now, with ending, and I have to renew it. And I want to get into a better plan where I could do videos. But it ain't cheap. Because they make it so where you have to renew for, if you had a plan, at least where I'm at, where you got to redo it, then the best way to do it is like for 3 years. Because if you go year to year, it costs way, way, way more. So that's coming up. And if you could help me with that, I'd appreciate it. Because I don't have the money to do it. And so I may not be around in a few months. Who knows? Put that in God's hands. That's it. I just, Sunday, what is today? 4/3/2022. Anybody that says the time has not started speeding up, they are crazy. Because you cannot tell me the time is not going faster and faster and faster. And that the birth pangs are not getting closer and closer and closer that the Lord talked about. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. Not even sure what I said today. That's what happens when you go off the cuff, I guess. Off the cuff. God bless you. God bless you. Keep you safe. Keep you safe. Stay focused on God, Jesus, like big time. It's easy to get focused on what's going on in the world with Russia and all that garbage. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And it has to happen. And things got to keep getting worse and worse and worse. They're going to. You haven't seen nothing yet if you think that things are bad now. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. So, and I hope you're not one of those, what do you call them? Free trippers? I don't know what the heck you call them. But do you think that you're going to get booted out of here before all this stuff happens? Do you know how many Christians throughout history have said that and hoped that? How many places in the world now Christians are dying every day? Look that up. Look how many Christians die in the world every day. You'll be amazed. Well, what's the last place they got to go and attack? It's the United States, because that's where the most Christians are. People with conservative values. And that's why America has to go down, because that's not part of the beast system. Christians got to go. They've killed them everywhere else in this world and all through history. So don't think that America's going to be any different. And don't count on the military to protect you. Don't count on anything. Just count on God and look up to God. Stay focused on Him. And that's all you got to do. That's all you should be doing. Don't worry about making money or I'm not going to get into that. I'll just bring you down. All right. Because I'm going to tell you how short a time we really have. He ain't coming back today. He ain't coming back tomorrow. He could. He says he can come in like a thief in the night. But he's coming back soon. And I said 2033. And I base everything on the 6,000-year timeline of God for that date. And I put that date as the date that Jesus died. So I might be wrong on 2033. I've actually looked up and done more and more hours and hours of study on it. It's possible he died in, he did die in AD 30. The year 30. Some can even back it even further, because if he was born, they like to say the year 4 or 6. What was before AD, whatever that age was, and that takes him to dying on the cross in the year 27. Or 28. So, with the Lord, 1,000 years is like a day, like a day. And, that's just something I just know. This is something that I've known since I think I got saved. That God told me that specific thing. That on 2,000 years after his death, he's coming back. So that's what he told me. That's what he told me. And it's sure, I'll have to write down and put down all the reasons why what I've come across. There's guys that actually wrote, let me see if I can find that real fast. Probably not. Oh. Maybe I did find it. Hang on. Oh, there's a dude. What's his name? He writes down the chronological index of the years and times from Adam unto Christ. And you can find that in the I'll put that down. That'll be the next thing I, if I remember. I always say, remind me, or like you're going to remind me. Well, maybe you can spiritually. Remind me spiritually. But anyway, he gives the years of, the breakdown of years all the way from Adam. All the way up to now, basically. And yeah, sorry, I'm starting to read and I shouldn't. I'm talking. I forget what I'm doing. Oh, and just thinking, one of the things that I got from that nice little bug that I got 2 years ago, I can't smell that well anymore. My sense of smell went. Anybody else have that issue? And being tired, I don't know if that's from that or if what it's from, but I seem like I'm tired and I can't smell. My nose is blocked up all the time. Never had that issue. So, but anyways, my point was, yeah, the more I read and research and look into it, it could be 2028. It could be 2027. So, it's coming. You say, well, that's 6 years away. Well, it's a long time. Long ways away. Long ways away. No, it ain't. Not as fast as time is speeding up now. And as fast as the B system is doing their thing now. You can see where there's not going to be any people left on this earth in 5-6 years. Everybody's going to start dying off. Watch how many people die off now from this bite. That die-off is this winter, next coming in winter. Huge die-off. Huge die-off, people. That believed in the beast system. And they didn't go to God and the Lord for answers before they got in line. Don't get in line for any kind of bite. So, yeah. That's it. Whether it's 11 years, which I'm starting to really doubt now as time goes on, I gave that prediction a couple of years ago. But as I research more and study more and learn more, I see that I might be wrong with that. I see it might be 28. 28 might be the year. So, either way, it's not that far off. Not that far off. And you'll see. You'll see as things get worse and worse and worse. Nothing turns around or changes or goes back to the way it was. The food shortages will only get worse and worse and worse. Food and prices and everything that we buy will only get higher and higher and higher. It's not going to come down again. So, you'll see. And then you'll understand that, well, if it's not turning around, that, wow, maybe we're in the last days. Maybe that's one of the four horsemen. You know, that's one of the four horsemen is inflation. And I didn't do that either, now that I think about it. Doggone it. Keep wanting to write about the four horsemen. They are all doing their thing now. They are doing their thing. They're not in the future thing. They are like here and now. They're doing their thing. And I wanted to break down what each one of them was. The white horse and the pale horse. Pale horse death. That pale horse is sure doing a lot of that. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. All right, I'm gonna go. I don't know what I am. Have a great day. Praise the Lord all day. Pray all day. Speak to God all day. He wants to hear from you. And you need to hear from him big time. If you have people you know in your life that aren't saved, and they're thinking about getting bit, man, warn them. Warn them, warn them, warn them, warn them, warn them. Don't do it. Don't do it. All right. Love you all. Anybody. I think I've been, I don't know what it's called. But if they don't like a certain website, they just, like, make it so you're not even being able to be seen. So maybe I'm not even being seen or heard. And they can do that. They can block that. They have that ability. So if I talk to one person, and I've said that all along, if I talk to one person, number one, save their life, and number two, save their soul, more importantly, through knowledge of God and Christ and what I wrote. If you got born again through this website, praise God, if one person got saved, once saved, that would make me a very, very rich man indeed. Very rich. I don't have a whole lot, but that would make me very, very rich to know that I was either the seed or actually you got planted through me. And I pray that. I pray that with all my heart in the name of Jesus. If you took the time to listen to me or read what I wrote. All right, I'm out of here. Hasta la vista.